we as human rights independent associations, because, you know, the government has its own human rights activists who are backing him, and the opposition too, they have their own people in the civil society. But our own board is an independent body of a dozen of associations, you see. So we are backing the European Union stand because they are trying to force Tanja and his people to restore democracy, because what they are doing now is like a kind of coup d'etat, you see, which is bad for the country.
Now, the EU has set some parameters and some ultimatum within which they expect both the government and the opposition to resolve the ongoing crisis. What do you say to that?
Yes, like, you see, actually, they are inviting the two sides to come to Brussels so as to have a talk supervised by them over there, the European Union. But before that, they are following the steps of ECOWAS. So they are in touch with the General Abdeslami to know how himself is conducting the negotiations, because he is yet to call the two sides to Abuja. But what the European Union wants is we should come back to the former constitution, which is let's say, which is correct, which is having all the international criteria in it, unlike the new one, which is a kind of just giving all powers into Tanja's hands. Even he will nominate the government, he will even nominate the parliamentarians, you see, because the president of the parliament has just a mandate of a year. So every time, if you are not playing his game, he will ask his people to change you, you see.
President Tanja has nominated a new prime minister, and there are ongoing talks. How are the talks?
Yes, you see, Abdeslami was in Niamey a week back, so he spent some 4 days here meeting with the opposition and at times with the government. And he went as well to meet some former head of state here in Niamey and the former constitutional court that President Tanja dissolved, you know, if you remember. So he met them. He just writes down all their views, and now he is back to Abuja with his team to see how they can make a kind of synthesis, and then to call the two sides to negotiate at Abuja. But Tanja and his people are saying the negotiation should be in Niamey. So this one too is another problem here.
So what is the current situation in the country at the moment?
So at the moment, you know, we just celebrated Eid al-Kabir, so things are a little bit quiet, but some people are saying it is bad, because we've seen before the government was able to pay salary, they had to go to some banks to ask for credit, you see, which is bad, because most of a big part of the budget is financed by the European Union, up to 60%, you can see. So now that the European Union has stopped, it started creating problem, financial problem in Niger. It is visible, it is clear.